880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're not going to spend too much time on the warm-up this week because we've got a great show. You'll find it to be heartwarming, informative, entertaining, heartbreaking. It's just going to be all of those. Our first guests in the first half hour will be Wendy Young. She's the president of Kids in Need of Defense. It's the foundation that was founded by Angelina Jolie and the Microsoft Corporation. She's going to be joined by Andrew Morton. He's a partner at Handler Thayer in sports and entertainment law. We're going to talk about how they came together and what they do to help our country's most vulnerable people that are here. We're going to talk to them about how they provide legal defense for some of the kids that are in legal limbo here in the United States. Then we're going to have Dr. Anat Galore. We're going to talk about the link between allergies, allergy season, and dry eyes. And then our final interview will be with Beth Meisner. She's the founder of the BNI Institute, and they help our workforce get better educated by bringing it right into the schools. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll be right back with Andrew and Wendy talking about our kids and how you can help them, how you can protect them, and you got to stick in with us on this first interview. It's going to be awesome. D, take it away.
You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're going to get right back to it because we've got an awesome first half of the show. We've got Wendy Young. She's the president of Kids in Need of Defense. And Andrew Morton, he's a partner of the Sports and Entertainment Law Division at Handler Thayer up in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, gang.
Good to be back, Jim.
All right, you stepped on Wendy. But, Wendy, we're glad to have you here, too. Andrew, of course, is always out front. Now,
I have seniority.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Wendy, since Andrew talked first, why don't you pick it up from there and tell us who founded KIND and why they founded KIND and what your role is?
Sure. Well, KIND was founded by the General Counsel of Microsoft, Brad Smith, in partnership with UN Special Envoy Angelina Jolie, which seems like an odd partnership. But they came together in recognition of what's really kind of a critical legal services gap in the United States, which is the thousands of children who arrive alone in the United States each year. These are immigrant and refugee children. And when they're picked up by the Border Patrol, they're immediately placed into deportation proceedings. And to move forward with their cases, they have to appear in immigration court before an immigration judge while the Department of Homeland Security prosecutor is arguing for their deportation from the country. And the child has to stand there and raise a defense against removal and ask for refugee protection or some other protection under our immigration laws. And these children are not provided an attorney to help them through these proceedings. I've been in immigration courts and seen kids as young as 5 years old have to stand before a judge and try to make the case by themselves while an experienced trial attorney is arguing for their removal. So what we do is match these kids with extraordinary volunteer lawyers across the country from major law firms and corporations to provide their time, their expertise, their resources for free to represent these kids in their proceedings.
So, Wendy, I got just a very basic question here. The look on the kid's face doesn't make the case?
It is really incredible. I've been working on this issue for more than two decades, and every time I go into court and see these little kids standing before these judges, I start to cry. I also feel sorry for the judges because it's really hard to exercise due process in a courtroom when you've got a little kid trying to articulate why they, for example, have a well-founded fear of persecution. You know, the cards are so stacked against these kids, and yet 70% of them are currently going through immigration court without representation. And the child migration crisis that we saw last summer has just made the whole situation worse.
So I guess that they just can't play them the segments that were done on the big train that comes up from Latin America with these kids. Andrew, how did you and Wendy meet?
When I first joined my first law firm, Latham & Watkins, I was looking to get some pro bono work. I was in the government relations division, and Wendy had come forward and had this idea to introduce legislation that would do a number of things on behalf of the kids. First and foremost was, you know, as Wendy mentioned, when the kids are picked up, they're immediately placed into custody. At the time, they went to INS, now DHS. Part of the bill that we introduced was to create a new division within Health and Human Services and basically argue that, you know, while it's Homeland Security's job to try to figure out what to do with these kids, you know, whether they are going to be deported, whether they are going to find some form of relief, you know, refugee status or otherwise, we still need to take care of them and treat them with dignity in the meantime. And there's absolutely no reason why the prosecutor should be in the position of having to serve the role of guardian, of legal custodian, and make decisions in the best interest of the child when it's their primary responsibility to handle law enforcement. So, you know, Wendy was with a nonprofit organization prior to KIND, and they became a pro bono client of mine, and we undertook basically an effort that unfortunately not a lot of nonprofits understand that they can do. Nonprofits seem to have this belief that they're gagged in terms of going to Capitol Hill and advocating for, you know, for their mission, and that's just not the case. You know, while they are restricted in many ways, lobbying is available to nonprofits. And, you know, Wendy and I think I stopped counting when we hit about 1,700 hours of lobbying work to get this bill passed.
Now I'm going to ask this in no real order and to no one in particular, but why are the kids coming? Where are they coming from? And why should we help kids that are coming from someplace else?
Sure. Well, the child migration that we're seeing currently is coming primarily from three countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. And what's driving the migration is really very simple. It's violence in those three countries. And the violence is being caused by organized criminal cartels that manifest themselves as gangs and narco trafficking, human smuggling, human trafficking, gun smuggling. I mean, these are some of the most vicious criminals in the world. And you're talking about three countries with very weak governance and very high levels of corruption in their public sector. So these governments are unable to control the violence. And the gangs are very strategically and very specifically targeting children as they take over communities. So we have represented girls as young as 8 years old who've been gang raped by these gangs. Their families may or may not turn to the police for help. If they do turn to the police for help, the police typically tell them they can't do anything about it. So they do what any parent would do. They tell their child to run. So they start traveling, and they're trying to reach the U.S. southern border so that they can present themselves to our Border Patrol and ask for protection.
You know, and so it sounds to me like it's very obvious why we should help, because we're America. We stand on the side of right, and these young people are being abused for no reason other than that gangs that were, from what I've seen, formed up in the United States and then the members were deported back to their home countries are now bringing this scourge of drugs and illicit violence onto these children. Who wouldn't put their kid on a train?
That's exactly right. And, you know, these are refugees, first and foremost, and they do what refugees do. They run to where they think they're going to get protection. Many of the children who come to the United States do have family connections to the United States, so they're hoping that their family who is here will offer them that safe haven that they so desperately need.
You know, we're down here in Miami. We have a lot of refugees that come here by boat. We have wet foot, dry foot. We have some other unusual protections for the kids from down here, but the Haitians come, you know. So my question is, are you seeing kids coming into South Florida with this problem, or is it simply a hard border state issue?
Well, the kids are primarily arriving in South Texas, and that's because of the smuggling routes from Central America to the U.S. that they track that direction, and they arrive in South Texas. But having said that, the kids, as Andrew said, the kids are taken into federal custody, and they're dispersed across the country. So in Miami, for example, you have some large children's detention facilities where the kids are held temporarily while they're processed.
Now, Andrew, I know that you've got a practice that's replete with very high-powered clients. Are you getting them enlisted in this cause also?
Some of them, although, to be honest with you, you know, the athletes that I represent tend to be attracted, you know, more to the issues that they grew up with.
Sure.
I see a lot of inner city support, a lot of before school, after school mentoring programs, a lot of things related to, you know, something with which they can identify. So, to the extent that we can find some celebrities who have experienced this, then absolutely. But, Wendy's had, you know, no shortage of celebrities who stepped forward and, for example, hosted, you know, their fundraising events or have lent support through media appearances. I mean, it's certainly, you know, an issue that's easy to understand, why we need to get involved. And, you know, one point, I'll sort of take the lawyer position for a moment is, there could be listeners or, you know, folks out there. I certainly understand that there are two sides to the immigration issue. Not everybody believes that whoever gets to this country should become a citizen or get a green card. That's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the opportunity to have a lawyer take a look at the issue. I mean, the tragedy for me looking at some of these cases was seeing the kids who had a legitimate avenue to relief but had no advocate to articulate that position. You know, the judge can't do it on their own. As Wendy said, the prosecuting attorneys are experienced and that's their job. So, you know, what we're trying to do is not necessarily get relief for every kid who comes into the country, but have every kid's case evaluated by a lawyer who understands the law and can figure out whether there is a legitimate avenue for relief.
Well, isn't that what makes America great, is that in our courts, everybody has the right to be represented competently? That's for you, Andrew. You're the lawyer, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, it's not, you know, I decided early on in my legal career, you know, I didn't want to be that guy who gets somebody off on a technicality or who, you know, that's not interesting to me. It's, you know, I believe that that everybody should have their case evaluated, and, you know, there are certainly cases that Wendy and I have seen where we've come to the conclusion that there is just no legitimate course of relief. But even in that case, the child needs to be treated with dignity, and we need to treat them in a humane manner. We need to provide them with basic services and make sure that if they do have to be returned, they're returned to a safe environment.
Yeah,
it's not just about, you know, these prosecutors at Homeland Security trying to raise their percentage of deportations. What we need to do is find out whether there's something that we can do, and if there's not, then make sure that whatever the situation is back at home is a reasonable situation, a safe situation, and doesn't have the child back crossing the border in another few months. And Wendy and I have certainly seen those cases as well.
Well, you know, ever since you introduced me to Wendy, I've been following them on Twitter, looking them up on Facebook, watching Google and LinkedIn on them. And I've got to say is that all of their materials are heartwarming. Wendy, we're going to take a break. But before we do, so people that are listening in their offices, which I know no one really does that while they're at work, but let's assume that they might be. What's your website, the Twitter handle, some things that people can go take a look at? And we're going to talk about this again in the second half a lot. We'll mention this a lot so people can write it down. People can go look, because I got to tell you, we talk about Lauren's kids all the time and sexual abuse here in the U.S. Well, these people are fleeing it from international sources. So, Wendy, I've given people a couple seconds to grab a pencil. You're on. Let's talk about how they can get more info.
Our website is www.supportkind.org. So SUPPORTKIND.
Okay.
We love visitors to our website, and we love volunteers.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We're going to make the case all over again because people have been getting in their cars. There's a lot more good stories here to tell. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be right back with Wendy Young, president of Kids in Need of Defense, and Andrew Morton. Golly, their knight in white and shine, their white knight in shining armor. D, take it away. All right. Just in case you didn't pick it up, that was Sitting in Limbo. We're talking about the kids that need legal help and legal defense. Gosh darn it. This is the United States. And hey, we at least believe in giving everybody a fair shot in our courts. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Get out to Marlins Park on May 15th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Braves at 7:10. Purchase the 70s Night package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a 70s Night t-shirt, and meet Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch. And enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by Bacardi. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873.
Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to remind everybody that next week the CCIMs are going to be having a networking event. It's going to be made in Italy, gourmet, up in Wynwood. So it's going to be all about Wynwood. Everybody's invited. Go to ccammiami.org and go find more information out about that. We're talking to Wendy Young. She's the president of Kids in Need of Defense, and Andrew Morton, her white and knight in shining armor. Later on in the show, we're going to talk with Dr. Annette Galore about the link between allergies and allergy season and dry eyes. And the last segment, we'll talk to Beth Meisner, founder of the BNI Foundation, about how you can educate kids in class. But we're back talking about the children here in the United States that need defense. Andrew, lay out the predicate of what we're talking about here.
Sure. There's basically, there are children who are picked up, children who are coming across the border who don't have legal status here. And, you know, under our laws, they are taken into federal custody. There are a number of avenues for children to find relief, you know, whether it's a green card, what's called a special immigrant juvenile visa, a number of other types of status to be able to stay. For some children, there is no avenue to stay, but what we're talking about here is the opportunity, in my opinion, the requirement that these children have legal counsel who can evaluate their case, who can advocate for them in front of an immigration judge or negotiate with Homeland Security and try to figure out, you know, both what is going to happen ultimately for that child's future in terms of being able to remain in the country, and certainly in the meantime, you know, how are they going to be treated while we're awaiting that final decision.
You know, we don't do politics here on the show, and immigration reform or whatever you want to call it is a political issue, but I really think that humanity is not a political issue. Wendy, this is a humanity issue. This ain't politics. Am I right about that?
That's absolutely right. And if there's one thing that unifies us around the globe, it's loving and caring for children really the most vulnerable of people out there. And I have to say, you know, in our work, it's extraordinarily hard sometimes. But what's really encouraging is how many volunteers come to KIND wanting to use their time, their resources, their expertise to help these children. And, you know, particularly lawyers tend to get a bad rap in this country. But
really,
the pro bono effort by the legal community on behalf of these kids is incredible. We began our organization in 2009, and we've trained over 10,000 lawyers to represent these children for free.
You know, it seems to me like that's just my need to do that as a human being. Why don't we give the places where people can get information, and then we'll keep on going. Wendy, where can people get information, contact you, that kind of stuff?
Sure. Again, my website is www.supportkind.org.
Okay. Now, we're here. We're looking at getting this done. We're looking at creating a safe and healthy environment. I got to tell you, I can't remember what scared me the most when I was 5 or 6 years old, but I'll bet these kids will never forget. How do you help them overcome the trauma they're going through, Wendy?
That is a huge challenge. I mean, these kids, first, you know, they faced horrendous violence in their home countries. Then they made this very treacherous, very dangerous trip to the United States that very often takes weeks or even months for them to get here. Then they're taken into detention, and they're locked in facilities once here and then forced to face a judge without an attorney. The trauma factor cannot be understated. So what we try to do in our work is not only provide them with legal representation, but also try to link them with sources of psychosocial support. Somebody can really help them understand that trauma and come to grips with what's happened in their young lives.
Well, you know, I'm getting a text in reminding me to make sure that I mention Lawrence Kids. You know, we work with Lawrence Kids here in the United States. They're all about preventing child sexual abuse. You know, 95% of child sexual abuse could be prevented by education. But I got to tell you, I don't think any of the little criminals in Honduras or Guatemala are interested in education. And I don't think that if you educated the parents down there, that there's much they could do against these criminal gangs. You know, that's not like the United States down there. So what kind of education can we give people? What can we really do? Is there anything proactive that we can do, or can we only help them with lawyers and try to help them navigate the legal system?
Well, I think you actually put your finger on something else, which we're actually advocating for, which is we need to actually look at the root causes of this child migration. We need to help these countries fix themselves. And, you know, the good news is these are really tiny countries in the overall scheme of things. They're right on our back doorstep. But they're becoming breeding grounds for these gangs and narco trafficking. So we also have a self-interest in trying to help them recover from the kind of violence that's occurring there to get on track for democracy, for economic development, for strong education systems, so that these kids and their families have an opportunity to stay home. Because at the end of the day, that's the real solution to the problem.
Now, Andrew, a lot of people listen to our show, and one of the things that your firm helps people do is structure their business practices so that they can afford to be philanthropic. Is this a charity that really qualifies? It's a 501c3, so a donation here is a deduction, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right. I mean, KIND is a nonprofit. I would love to see donations going to KIND. I'm sure conspicuous on the website, there's going to be a big rectangle that says donate now, and absolutely they are, that would be a tax-deductible contribution.
Now, we've only got about a minute left, so I want to, you know, no offense to you, Andrew, you let off. I'm going to let Wendy be the cleanup hitter. Wendy, I just want you to give me a real short, heartwarming story and then how people can get a hold of you guys.
Well, the story that I always remember is going into the immigration court in Baltimore, Maryland, and seeing a little 5-year-old girl who was dressed in her Sunday best and clutching a doll, and she was asked to appear before the immigration judge. She couldn't even see over the microphone. She was so tiny. And the judge started to ask her questions about why she had come to the United States. And that little girl couldn't answer a single one of those questions, and her eyes got bigger and bigger and bigger as the judge asked her questions. Finally, he dismissed her, and as she was leaving, he said to her, "So what's the name of your doll?" And in Spanish, she said, "Baby, baby doll." And that was the only answer he got in that entire hearing.
Jesus. All right. Now that you made me break down on the radio, why don't you tell people how they can do something about that heinous tragedy?
Please volunteer your time, volunteer your resources. We need all the help that we can get. And again, our website is supportkind.org. We're happy to talk to you at any time about what you can do to help these really vulnerable kids.
My gosh. God bless you. God bless you, Wendy. God bless your white knight in shining armor. Did I get it right that time, Andrew?
You got it right that time.
And that he is.
All right. Well, listen, you guys keep on fighting the good fight. I'll help any way I can. D, you take us away. You bring us back. We'll talk about dry eyes, although I don't think there's any dry eyes in the house after that first half hour. Gang, thank you so much, Andrew Morton. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really want to thank you both. You really mean a lot to me, and I want to thank you for enlightening our audience today.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. We'll be back, D. Show's all yours.
Help. I need somebody. Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone,
not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind.
All right, I guess you all know why I was playing Help. Make sure you help the young, vulnerable kids that are just seeking a better life. I don't care where you stand on immigration, you got to always stand for the weak and vulnerable child and make sure that they at least have a positive experience here with our system of justice. If when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Well, you know, as a high-powered business executive, I demand the best for my health, and with a UHealth Executive Physical, heck, that's just what I get, and you can get that too. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your own personal concierge, and they'll guide you through your visit to get a customized preventive health plan that'll keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Got an accident with the right lane block, Palmetto Expressway northbound before Ludlam Road. Also an accident with the right lane blocked involving an 18-wheeler and two cars, Palmetto Expressway southbound at Douglas Road. Heavy traffic in both directions on the Palmetto Expressway between the Dolphin and Okeechobee Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I keep getting texts about KIND, kids in need of defense. You can go to supportkind.org. You've got to help these kids. Just all you had to do was hear the little story about the little girl clutching her doll. I wanted a My gosh, just heartbreaking. Hey, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody knows that UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now UHealth is in Plantation. And soon, Baskin Palmer is going to be over in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do you ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do, and hang on, because we've got some great stuff about allergies coming up in just a minute. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community every day. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report now for 11 years in a row, and it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks what they're doing today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to you.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. Dr. Anat Galore is our special UHealth guest. Dr. Galore recently found a link between allergies, allergy season, and dry eyes. This is going to affect how dry eyes are treated in the future. I know it's important because, my gosh, I grew up with itchy dry eyes and half my family suffers from allergies. Dr. Galore, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, what's the link and what does it mean?
Well, this is preliminary data, but it's exciting because traditionally dry eye and allergy are considered two separate conditions. But what we found looking at a national VA database is that dry eye diagnosis was more common in the spring, most common in the spring, and that's exactly when the pollen and the allergy index was high. So this is an association, but what it's showing is that more patients are being diagnosed with dry eye when the allergy index is high, and it suggests that maybe some patients with dry eye actually have a component of allergy.
Wow, it just makes all the sense in the world to me. I drive around, I get my car cleaned on Friday. By Friday afternoon, it's covered with dust and pollen. I mean, we got two industries in Florida that put that stuff out like crazy. We got our agriculture and we've got construction. And I got to tell you, it's got to be brutal on the people with allergies.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important for the patients to think about it and also for the doctors to think about it. And it's exactly what you said. The treatment for kind of traditional dry eye is different and doesn't really include allergy medications. And some of these dry eye sufferers who aren't doing well just with artificial tears alone, if they've got the right symptoms or they come in the right season, they really may benefit from anti-allergy treatment.
So it's not just, I'll say, Visine and Clear Eyes. There's real medications that are artificial tears?
Well, actually, ophthalmologists advise not to use Visine and Clear Eyes on a long-term basis because what you end up getting is getting rebound redness when you stop. So those are good on a short-term basis, but we recommend for dry eye to use artificial tears without any other medications and sometimes without preservatives if you have to use them frequently. But then there's a separate class of medications that treat ocular allergy that are antihistamines and mast cell stabilizers. And those aren't traditionally used in dry eye.
So what you're finding is that the dry eye and the allergy suppressant medications could actually work together and really bring people some quality relief.
Right. So this is very preliminary data, and it's showing an association. But we definitely think that this is something that we need to study more because we know that there's a lot of people out there with dry eye where artificial tears just aren't enough. And we really need to understand what's driving those symptoms in those patients. Well, and so this is just one more direction that we need to look at.
What's your next step?
So the next step is to look more closely at the factors that are driving the symptoms and to look at patients longitudinally so it can be more of a cause and effect and not just an association.
Wow. So I guess that UHealth and their laboratories over there give you a pretty good environment to do this in then.
Absolutely. It's the best.
So you came to UHealth. Where were you practicing before?
I was in Pittsburgh.
Wow, I wonder why you moved. Don't answer that question. We've got Steelers fans that listen to the show.
That's true, and they really take it seriously.
Oh, they sure do. How long have you been down at UHealth?
About 8 years.
And is this your one program are you working on, or do you have some other stuff you're looking at, too? Listen to me. Looking at.
Very good. Well, yes. Yeah. So I actually, we have a big research program looking at various ocular surface diseases. So dry eye and allergies is one of them. And the other one, in collaboration with Carol Karp, we do a lot of things on ocular surface tumors, which, we see a lot of in Miami because they're associated with sun exposure. So it's a very exciting research program that we've got.
Wow, what a great resource you folks at UHealth are for us down here. You got anything else on the horizon that you're looking at studying? Oh, my God, I keep saying looking at, and you said it too, for the record.
Well, going back to dry eye, we're really interested in looking more than just dry eye and subtyping it into different categories. And we think that allergy-induced dry eye is one. But another thing we think is that a lot of people that walk around with a diagnosis of dry eye really have ocular pain that may be a problem with the nerves that connect the eye to the brain and not a tear problem. And so we're really looking at characterizing those patients to see if we need to treat them differently as well.
Wow, you know, that's really interesting. I got to just tell you is that every time I think about going to the doctor, and I was at Bascom Palmer, I got a workup on my eyes. That's why I'm using the 2.0s now instead of the 1.5s. But, you know, I went to Bascom Palmer. I was amazed at the speed and efficiency and the positive energy. You've got your own building, you've got your own parking, you've got your own valet. How do people find you and make appointments to go get their dry eyes checked?
So several ways. The address is 900 Northwest 17th Street, downtown. And Not only that, we actually have an ocular surface center in Plantation that specializes in all sorts of ocular surface diseases and dry eye. So both the Plantation Bascom Palmer and the Miami Bascom Palmer really have the equipment and the personnel and the capabilities to diagnose and treat dry eye.
Well, you mentioned that sun exposure causes some problems. You mentioned that the construction and pollen causes problems down here. What are some of the other factors in South Florida that make it an especially dangerous place for our eyes?
Well, I think you've hit on a lot of them. You know, we really don't think enough about how sun exposure affects our eyes. And it's not just cancer, but it's also benign growths and other factors that really influence eye health. And so just a tip is really sunglasses are a very good idea in South Florida with the amount of sun we have.
UV or non-UV, or does it really matter? Is it all BS?
No, well, you know, most sunglasses, even the cheap pair, have UV protection built in. So, yes, but it is important to make sure that they are UV blocking.
Oh, that's great. Now, what are some of the other folks that Bascom Palmer are studying? We've talked about dry. We've talked about these ocular surface diseases. What are some of the other neat stuff that some of your peers are working on
over absolutely.
There?
So it's amazing how subspecialized ophthalmology has become, and we've got specialists in every single field from glaucoma to retina to neuro-ophthalmology to oculoplastics. And I have to say that my colleagues are all really, really excellent. So
pick out one thing that's really cool that we haven't talked about yet.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Well, I'll give you 5 seconds. Da, 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 da,
okay,
da,
really
da,
cool.
Yeah.
So one thing that's really cool is the fact that ophthalmology has a lot of toys and new technology. And we have a bunch of new lasers that we use to try to improve outcomes both of cataract surgery and of corneal surgery. And it's really interesting to see how technology can really drive innovation and improve patient outcomes. And so it's really an exciting time. And we have lots of great people doing great research on this. Sonia Yu, Kendall Donaldson are two of them.
Oh, that's great. You got any others you want to give a shout out to?
Well, Victor Perez is really the head of the Ocular Surface Center in Plantation, and he really is the leader in very severe dry eye and ocular surface disease. So he's the one who founded the institute there, and so I have to give him full credit for that.
Well, it sounds like he's got an awesome team, not the least of which is you being a key member, Dr. Anat Galore. Am I saying that right?
You are. That's actually very good. I'm impressed.
Thanks. I practiced for 10 minutes before you came on. Hey, listen, Dr. Galore, I want to thank you so much. Eyes are really important to me because without them, my gosh, I wouldn't know what's going on around me.
Well, we feel the same way. So thank you very much and letting us tell you a little bit about what we do.
It's my pleasure. Again, if people want to find you, how do they do that?
Well, you can go on the website and type in Bascom Palmer. They'll find us. Or you can call the UHealth number and ask for a physician at Bascom Palmer, and they can navigate the way.
Oh, here you go. I've got it right here. It's 305. This is my favorite. 305-243. Here it comes, 2020.
There you go.
305-243-2020. The campiest phone number in Miami, but it takes care of what's important to us, our eyes. I want to thank Dr. Anat Galore. I'm keep on trying to make a mistake, and I don't think I am.
Nope, perfect.
All right. Thank her for coming and educating us about our eyes. Stick with us. We're going to have Beth Meisner. She's Ivan Meisner's wife. She's the founder of the BNI Foundation. We're going to talk about how to get a well-educated workforce by participating in education at the school level in your community. We'll be back after this. Dr. Galore, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. D, it's all yours. Push the button. I'm clapping, I'm dancing. Dee, thank you for playing my favorite happy song and giving me positive energy as I head into the fourth quarter where I'm going to interview Beth Meisner about the BNI Foundation and how everybody can bring educational standards up in their schools by getting involved. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, and I got a bunch, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Oh my gosh, you know, we've talked today about kids, protecting our kids that are coming across the border with working with kids in need of defense. We also tied that in with Lawrence kids. We talked about the fact that 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented with education. I think by now you know what I think about kids. They're our most important resource. We have to protect them any way we can. So go to lawrencekids.org, learn what you can do in our community. Go to protect, oh gosh, I can't remember, but look up Kids in Need of Defense, Kind Online. It's just important. Get involved with protecting our future, our resources, our kids. We'll have Lauren Book on in the next couple of weeks talking about her trip around the state that she just finished, where she goes and touches the lives of every kid. But make sure you go to lawrencekids.org to learn today what you can do to help protect your children and the children of your friends from child sexual abuse. D.
Get out to Marlins Park on May 15th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Braves at 7:10. Purchase the 70s Night Package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a 70s Night t-shirt, and meet Greg Brady of the Brady Bunch. And enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by Bacardi. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back. Remember to join us next week. We're going to have a focus on technology. We're going to have the folks from Emerge, America's on. Early Shares will be back, and we'll have the Knight Foundation talking about creating a network and an environment that advocates and promotes technological innovation. And now we've got a real innovator on our show, Beth Meisner. She's the founder of the BNI Foundation. The foundation was founded in 1998 by Beth and her husband, Ivner. The Meisners have always placed a high value on primary and secondary education. We're going to hear how you can get involved in your schools with BNI to make the world a better place and help America stay great. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. So tell me a little bit about the BNI Foundation and what you're doing to help America's workforce stay educated.
So the BNI Foundation has a specific focus on children and education. Like you said, we want to help kids graduate from high school. And that entails everything from getting them ready to go into kindergarten to keeping their interest in middle school and keeping them out of the street, off of drugs, and out of risky behaviors in high school so that they are engaged in their classwork and whatever it might be, music or athletics, and so that they see the course all the way to the end and graduate.
Now, what is your Business Voices initiative?
Business Voices is a new movement that we just started. It's in response to the civil unrest that's been happening in Ferguson and Baltimore. We want to encourage and inspire business owners to actually begin investing in the youth of America. It's a very simple process. business owners working together can collaborate to meet with the schools, find out what their needs are, and get busy helping the schools meet those needs. We are tired of waiting for somebody else to fix this. We're entrepreneurs. B&I is full of business leaders and entrepreneurs in all the communities where we have chapters. We want to get in and really do some grassroots work at solving some of these issues with our schools.
Now, you're not the only high-profile thought leaders involved, not just you, not just Ivan, but I saw that Richard Branson's participating in this to some degree too, isn't he?
He's supporting me and kind of mentoring me in a way, very interested in what we're doing because it definitely ties in with his B-team plan, his concept that business can be noble and that business can be interested in elevating people and the planet as well as profit. So we are applying to be one of his B-team businesses, and I've been invited to start blogging on the Huffington Post on behalf of the B-team. So he's watching what's happening. He really has inspired myself and Ivan with this movement to really take to heart what he's saying about being interested in more than just making money for the purpose of making money. We want to do well in our businesses so that we can do good in our communities.
Now, you've got three simple steps plus one that kind of help people have a roadmap for doing this. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, so let's kind of try to go through this and make sure we get all this in.
That sounds great. And my 3+1 formula is also on our website, businessvoices.org. Very simple. Point one, get a referral to a school. Get referred in to a school principal. Point two, take your referral partner and go meet with the principal and find out what their needs are. And point three is to go back to your business community, whether it's your Rotary Club, your Seroptimist group, or your B&I chapter. Share what the needs are and watch how many people come forward to help out. And the plus one is tell the story of what happens. We had this happen in North Carolina. They found out that their number one need at an elementary school was shoes. Kids coming to school without shoes. In 2 weeks, they did a shoe drive. The beautiful thing is we've captured that story, and now it can inspire and motivate others to help out.
Now, Beth, if people want to get involved, besides joining a local B&I chapter, how can they get some more information? Your website, your Twitter account, things like that.
The website is great, businessvoices.org. We also have a very active Facebook page, and it's under B&I Foundation. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll see what's happening. You can actually ask me questions about projects you may have in your area and whether they would qualify for funding from the B&I Foundation. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, I just have one last question, Beth, and I think I already know the answer, but how can I help you?
Oh, I love your question. Keep tweeting, keep posting, and let's keep the conversation going online.
Oh,
thank you, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. Beth, we'll have your interview up on the website. We'll tweet it at you. We'll Facebook it to you. We'll do all those great things. I want to thank you so much for being on our show, and I look forward to having Ivan on in just a couple weeks.
Greatly appreciated. Thanks.
It's my absolute pleasure. Beth Meisner, founder of the B&I Foundation, doing great things in our schools to help keep America great. Well, my gosh. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show or not, but if you did, I don't know how you couldn't stop for crying on that one, where they talked about the little girl being up in front of the judge holding her dolly and asking, oh my gosh, I mean, that's so please, if you haven't heard what we talked about in the beginning of the show, defending children in the court systems, make sure you go to www.freedonbusiness.com, probably starting late tomorrow, early Saturday. That'll be up on the website. You've just got to hear what Kids in Need of Defense is all about and our conversation with the president, Wendy Young and Andrew Morton. I want to thank them for being on the show. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, the CCIMs, all for being sponsors. U Health Miami for being a sponsor. Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Marlins, and the Miami Dolphins. Lauren's Kids, social media 305. Hey, go to our Facebook page and like our show. Thank you to U Health, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and Magnum Energy Solutions. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and our website, YouTube. You know, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.freedonbusiness. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next week, next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to have a technology show, the Knight Foundation, Emerge, Early Shares. It's going to be awesome. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, take it. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.